It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Yes, Frosty is here, and I'm pretty sure Caesar is in her studio at this moment. Frost Farms in Town
Hill. Yes,
we're busy. Boy, I love this, what you wrote yesterday on the Frost Farms Facebook page. Gardening should be your escape, not just another item on the to-do list. And that's one of the reasons why the Frosty Report is here.
Yes, yep. Now, it should definitely be, like this weekend we've got coming up Memorial Day weekend. You're going to have family over. You're going to be barbecuing and sitting outside. And it's a great time to relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor, of your landscape, and enjoy the plants and your surroundings. So it definitely should be an enjoyable task.
I was watering the peas that I planted. And last night, I was just standing there. There was a light breeze looking at the sunset. And it's a zen. It's so many people enjoy just being outdoors, working
fresh
in
air.
The dirt. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people are enjoying that. The shop is screaming busy right now. Everyone's getting excited for the planting season. So I think it's here.
Can we really kind of go forward and start doing everything?
I think so. I looked at the night temps this morning for the next like 10 days, and we've got low 40s tonight, but then it just starts kind of going into the 50s. So I say go for it, and just we'll keep it. It'll be a big alert for sure if there's going to be a freeze, but I highly doubt that's going to happen.
I took your advice several weeks ago. I planted peas. Those are starting to shoot up through the soil now. Now, if we get a really cold night, should I cover those, or are those still really resilient to that?
Peas are really resilient to that, and they're probably really enjoying the kind of cool temperatures, too, because they're a cool season plant, so I'm sure they germinated really well, and they should be fine. They should be hardened off. Most things you've put out should be hardened off.
All right.
But, yeah, there's a couple finicky things, but it doesn't look like the temps are going to dip that low, so.
Good.
And Frosty also shared some good news with you, Paul. You've got some more cucumbers on the way. You weren't quite sure what they were.
Yeah, you left a cucumber or two behind in the garden last fall, I'd say.
Well, I always buy the plantlings. I'd never planted cucumber seeds, so I wasn't recognizing these. And I knew the leaves were different. I'm like, okay, I know these aren't weeds, so I showed you a picture. And I've got several of those in where I had the cucumbers last year, so maybe I don't need to buy the plantlings.
No, you just saved yourself some money.
Wow!
The cheapskeet wins.
Right?
All right.
I saved a couple of bucks.
So I'm guessing that things have been very busy at Frost Farms recently.
Oh my God, they've been super busy. We are chock full of all things plants, seedlings, hanging baskets, just everything. Blooming shrubs. It's really jam-packed down there, and we're having a good time. A lot of people are coming in. They're excited about spring. So we've got everything for your holiday weekend. We've also got the farm store wide open, so we'll have pies this weekend. We've got steaks. We've got ribs. We've got wine. We've got produce. So we've got everything to kind of make your weekend happen.
That's awesome. So what are your hours this weekend?
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we are 9 to 4. And on Memorial Day, we are open, but we're going to close an hour early. So we'll be open 9 to 4 that day, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent news as always.
Yeah. Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill. Listen for the Frosty Report every Thursday morning. And listen for Frosty and Rip on this weekend's edition of the Totally Rad 80s Hour Countdown.
Frosty is everywhere.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Frosty.
Thanks. Bye.